The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Kelly Jo Ossentoski from Harbor Beach's The City and the Chamber, and we also have Deb Brando. She's from Harbor Beach. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Super Saturday. It's back.
Yes, it is.
It's back.
It is back.
Sure sign that spring's around the corner, better than the groundhog.
The soups are sure to be a lot more enjoyable than the groundhog this year.
There you go.
I don't know. They're pretty good roasted. But anyway, the Super Saturday is coming up this Saturday.
Correct.
And basically, explain what Super Saturday does.
Super Saturday is an event that the Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce puts on. The merchants downtown all will make different soups. They get to pick their recipe, make whatever variety of soup they want. Anybody that wants to sample the different soups will start at the Visitor Center at 146 Huron Avenue.
Is that right? Pretty close to by the light downtown? Or
South of the light, right next to the Murphy Museum.
Next to the Murphy Museum. Because people
exactly
need to find it.
Yeah. If you know where Smalley's is, go south.
Everybody knows.
Or Little Caesars across the road, you know.
But anyway, you start there.
You start there and you purchase your ballot and you'll get a button and your soup spoon.
And ballots are?
The ballots on the back are... On the back of the ballot is your map for where the different soups are stationed around town. And yes, it costs $2 to get your ballot and your button.
And how many do you have right now, ready to go?
Right now we have 15 signed up.
So with a little sample from 15, you're pretty full at the end of it. That's like a $2 meal.
Oh, it's definitely your full lunch.
Because a lot of these places, you have crackers and other things by the side there too. So
they'll have crackers.
It's not just the soup and you'll fill up, and by the end of it, you'll be going, oh, I don't know which one I like.
Yes, some will have crackers, some will have croutons, maybe sprinkle some cheese on top.
Yeah, maybe a lot of different toppings.
Right.
Are the entries closed?
No. If you would still like to have a soup, you're welcome to. You would contact Darlene at 989-479-9016.
And you don't have to be a business in Harbor Beach, a resident, non-resident. If you have a soup and you want to participate, you will try to accommodate them.
Right. We'll find a place for you to set up and serve your soup. That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So then you follow the map around town. You can go whichever direction, whatever order you want to visit, sample the different soups. And then we ask that you return your ballot by 2:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. For one, for tailies, so that we can see who won.
Well, yeah, there are prizes and awards to be given out to the people who did the best, because
exactly.
You know, there's not just the bragging rights.
Yeah, they get a nice trophy, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it a yearly trophy or a traveling?
It's a traveling.
So your name gets put on there, and then you get to proudly display it for a year, and then next Super Saturday
you
comes
hope to
around,
keep it.
You have to come up with something even better.
That's right. So, and then you're also entered when you return your ballot. Your ballot is entered then into a drawing for a fabulous soup pot that's filled with all kinds of soup goodies.
It's a nice size one. It's worth about $100 at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
you would have fixings in it and the pot itself and everything else, and you can go home and experiment and, you know, do your boil, toil, and trouble and come up with something for next year.
Yes.
Yes. So that runs from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m.
And it's $2 per person.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a family, keep that in mind. You've got, if you're bringing along a whole trailer full of people, then everybody's got to, if they want a taste, they can still be in town, but the tasting is restricted to
You'll have to have your button in order to get receive samples.
Yes.
How did you do last year? I mean, how many people tasted?
We had just under 200 last year. It was a beautiful day, so there was a great turnout. This year looks like the weather is going to be awesome again.
Yes. So it's supposed to be nice, so we're hoping for...
So people should be coming out and having some fun and getting out of their home and...
Get the winter blues out.
Exactly.
Get out of the house and into the town and
bring
see what's
some
going
friends.
On.
I just had someone telling on me that the reason they come is because they do it with a group of friends, and they visit and have fun and, you know, things as they're traveling, you know, strolling through town and stuff. So it's
and by the time they're done sampling all 15 or more soups that we have, they said they're full.
Exactly.
That was their lunch, you know, for $2.
Okay. And are they spread out all over town?
Mainly downtown, within a couple of blocks of each way of the light.
So you really won't need to keep getting back to your car
and driving around to
different parts of town, the industrial center, the you know what I mean?
No,
those types of things.
Just
you're pretty much in an area where it's allowing you to see what's downtown and enjoy and go into the businesses downtown.
Right.
You can walk one side of the street and then turn around and walk the other side right back to the visitor.
That's kind of how the map is set up. Mm-hmm. It kind of takes you around, but again, you can do it in whichever order you want.
Yeah, makes it nice.
Does the map specify the kind of chili they're going to have, or do you take a chance when you go into each one?
It's a chance.
You don't know.
That most of the merchants won't tell you what they're making.
Well,
ahead of time.
but I mean, you've had some interesting soups, and you know, people get very creative in this.
Oh, absolutely. The different varieties they all come up with, it's fantastic.
On the sheet of paper, you'll have the businesses listed that have the soups, and you'll have room to write, you know, what kind it was and how you liked it, and you know, kind of judge it. So when you make that final decision, you can look back at your notes.
So do you have a pre-tally where you can look back at how you enjoyed it? Because by the time you get to number 15, you might not remember a lot about number one.
Right, remember who had which one.
Yeah, those first three might become a blur.
Right.
So you can do that, and then at the end of the form, you'll pick who you think are the best ones.
Yep, you'll just circle your favorite.
But most of the time, if you're sampling those soups and you have a favorite and you liked it, you'll remember it. You'll remember it.
Do some of the people give out the recipes, or is this one of those, closely guarded, if I tell you I have to kill you kind of secrets?
Depends on the merchant.
Yeah, some that does.
Yeah, some will and some don't have it, or some don't really have a recipe.
Well, a lot of times people, this is how Mom used to make it, and then I added a little bit of this, and it becomes a little different, and this is how my family knew about it, and you know, it's a pinch of this, a dab of that, and they just know what to do.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, some recipes are hard to write down, but
it's all good.
As long as the ingredients are things people want to eat, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And do they tend to get spicy? Yeah, I know you do a chili competition later on, but do these tend to be more what we traditionally think of as soup?
I would say so. Mm-hmm. They'll definitely be soups, not necessarily spicy. Some might have a little more flavor than others, but no.
It's not like a chili thing where you're trying to either be a five alarm or whatever. These are for basically your traditional idea of a soup.
Exactly.
That it's comfort food. It feels good going in and feels good going down.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, and most of the merchants are very... They think of that they don't want to have something that the majority is not going to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the whole thing of a competition, is you want to impress the most people.
Exactly.
Not a small corner.
Well, we have people that come from all over, not just locally. We have people that come from down by Ann Arbor, Royal Oak. They come up for this. They have family up here. They look forward to these events, and they tell us that they come for this because it's so good. And
a fun time.
Yeah, and they do. And they said it's just to get out to visit with people, try the soups, and shop in the stores, and they love it. They mark their calendars for it every year, they say. They come up.
You're not going to dress someone up like the Seinfeld soup Nazi and send them around town?
Only if you're going to come over.
Oh, I have a job now.
You have a job now.
You're hired.
No soup for you. Okay. How long have you been doing this? I know you've been here a couple of times to talk about this.
I think this is it the 17th year?
17th or 18th.
It started in 02 or 01.
Yeah.
So
does that make it difficult? Because people come up with new recipes? You know what I mean? Everybody has their primo one, and I'm sure the first time they do it, they're leading off with their best.
I would think so, but there's Google and Pinterest nowadays.
I don't think I've ever, since I've been going out to sampling, I don't think it's usually the same one, because if it is, they've upped their recipe to something else they've added and made it even better. And but I just know they are delicious.
Or it might be one they used 5 years ago or something. But typically, 2 years in a row, they will not have the same
because
recipe.
You're trying to, if it was number three last year, you don't want to be number three again this year.
Right.
You want to pump her up a little bit.
Be number one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you turn in the ballots. When do you find out who won? Do you do people stick around to find out who won, or do they go to your website to find
some
out?
Some might find out.
It'd be nice if you send it to us who won.
Yeah, but we do that.
We will send it to you, and it will be on the website. I'm not sure it will be on the website on Saturday, but
well,
it will make it
have
there.
Somebody who knows how to pop it on there, but yeah.
But yeah, and then we'll also put it on our Facebook page, on the Chamber and the City's Facebook page, the winners will be. So
yes.
Harbor Beach Chamber and City of Harbor Beach.
Okay, now when you get done with the soup, what do you do afterwards? Because, you know, usually you just don't eat soup. You know, you have your main course, and then you have
desserts.
Yes, all those yummy desserts.
I understand you also have a dessert competition.
We do.
Yeah, we do. We have people that can bring in their desserts up to 10:30.
This is any kind of dessert. You have a pie contest later on, but any kind of dessert that they make that's yummy and award-winning, bring it on in.
Yep, it goes by like presentation, and they judge by presentation, taste, texture. And last year, there was quite a few creative ones that we had, and our top winner, she had made a chocolate mousse with raspberries on top in white chocolate cups. And it...
Gosh, there's nothing bad in there whatsoever. Other than calories, there's nothing bad in there ever.
And it was...
But your mouth is watering, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep, like the number two.
Yeah.
It's coming up here.
Yeah, so we have judges that will judge those categories, and they do not know who brought what in. They will judge it, and then they'll tally their votes, and we'll decide a winner, you know.
Have you picked judges?
Yes, we do. We did.
Debbie did that part.
Yes, I
Well,
have.
It's not the two of you, is it?
No. We have three judges that will be coming up to judge, and can't say who the judges are because we don't want nobody calling saying, hey, this is going to be my dessert.
No,
you know, sorry.
Beforehand?
No.
We try to keep it fair.
But how do you pick a judge in this? I mean, do you find someone who knows good food? Do you pick someone who looks like they know good food?
Two of the judges... women that are bakers, and so they will be judging. And then we have one gentleman, and he has been there before, and loves it, so he volunteered real fast.
Yeah, someone who enjoys dessert.
Yes, okay. Someone that enjoys it. So we have a good combination that will judge this year.
Now, can you view the entries before they get gobbled up? Are they
yes.
going to be on display somewhere before the judges turn them into...
Yes, they will be at the visitor center in the back, on the back table. So people usually come in when they get their ballots. They'll come back to see what kind of desserts. Because after the judging is over, then we cut them into pieces and put them in containers. And people are able to buy them. Because
you
they
need to buy them early. Say, you know, while you're registering, because they can figure, okay, they need three pieces for the judge, and the
yes,
rest
and
of them
we
will
do
on
up
sale,
a...
and you don't want to be there, you know, too late and find out everything's gone.
Oh, we have people that will just say, I want some of that one, or I want this one, and we write their name down, and they pay us, and we'll be back after we're done, and they do. They come back because they want that dessert. They do. And so you can bring, anyone can drop off their dessert.
Like the soups, is it still open?
Yes. It's open until 10:30 Saturday morning for the desserts,
so
yes.
So if you get industrious Friday night and say, I'm going to cook something up, you
Absolutely.
Can come in Saturday morning and say, here, look at this.
Yeah. And it can be anyone. I mean, you don't have to be a chamber member. You don't even have to live in Harbor Beach.
No.
I mean, we've had people outside of Harbor Beach that have entered before and have won.
Yes, so. And the winners will receive Harbor Beach bucks that they can spend around town. And the judging will begin at 11 o'clock. So once the judges are all done, then we will cut the pieces for people to buy for sale, yes.
And depending on how many entries takes, how long it's going to be for the judges to decide on a winner, because you don't want them just wolfing it down.
They're going to take their time
tasting it for texture, for looks, for all the other factors that go into an aroma. People don't realize aroma is one of the biggest parts of food.
Oh, yes.
How it smells to you really sets the stage for whether you like it or not.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay. The pieces will be sold at $3 each or 2 for $5. So that's always, you know, like you said, if you're coming in for your to get your buttons for your soup, you definitely want to come and take a look. Because if you want some, you want to get it, pay for it then, and we can set it aside.
Now, at $2 and $3 for a piece of pie, this can't be your biggest fundraiser. This must be more of a good way to get people back into Harbor Beach.
And that's the main purpose of the whole event, is to bring people into Harbor Beach, to show them what we have, what's there, that, you know, maybe if they don't shop the day of, that they think of us, then our stores down the road, if they need something, to come back into the stores and do their shopping in Harbor Beach.
And especially for the outer towners, so they know that, you know, come after Labor Day, barricades don't come up and the town's deserted. There are things going on all year long.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, we just try to do something throughout the whole year, so there's something going on every couple months, you know.
Every so often.
And then the summertime, it gets really crazy.
Well, the summertime, you've got all the towns competing on different weekends, and you have the Maritime Fest and such, but these are the weekends that, you know, seem to go by, and it's great to have a destination.
A destination, something for, you know, people to go do.
Yep, and there's always a lot to do. A lot to do.
I understand Central Michigan University is going to be there with their medical school?
Yes, the Central Michigan University School of Medicine will be there. They're going to have a booth at the Visitor Center.
It's not because the food is so rich they're going to have to be going clear.
Let's hope not. No. What they're doing is they're going to probably have some surveys and things. They're doing surveys and gathering information from across the state as to which areas offer which services, and then which services are mostly used, so that they can get a better understanding of the different areas, maybe what's needed or what's not.
What may be there that's underutilized.
Exactly. Yes. And so this is the study they are doing this year. Last year they were there and did a different type of study, and they said they got some great information from the people at this event, so they definitely wanted to come back this year. So
they got great soup and great
and dessert. Yes, they did.
And they decided to come
back. They
knew
where to be.
Yeah, exactly.
These are students. Come on. There's method to their madness in this.
But they're fun to be around, and they're fun to, you know, they answer your questions, and they give you a lot of information.
Right. Or if there's somebody that's thinking about, you know, attending medical school or, you know, going into pre-med or something, you know, hey, they can stop in and just visit with CMU students.
Yeah.
And there are a lot more colleges like CMU that are offering medical studies.
Exactly.
And so it gives people a chance to talk to them, you know, as what Central Michigan has to offer as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I'm sure this time of year, people are getting their kids are getting ready for their senior year or something. They want to know
where they're going to be. Right.
What's available, how crowded is it, you know, all those types of things that make it a better experience for the students.
Right. And when you're able to talk to other students that have gone through it, and you know, and they find out what it's like, or you know, more into what they are learning, it helps. It really helps.
And they'll tell you, don't get this professor.
Hey, you always want to talk to the peers.
There's always one of them.
Yeah.
There's always one of them.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the chamber is doing a little bit different with their meetings. That it isn't just, oh, we'll go to one place every time, and this is what we do, and meeting adjourned, and that's that.
Yeah, we're changing it up this year. We started in January. Our meetings are held at a different business each month.
As long as the business has ample room and isn't disrupting their normal business.
Correct.
I mean,
correct.
You have to be considerate of that, too. Mm-hmm. But,
right.
But most of your meetings, I assume, would be in the evening anyway.
They are. Our meetings are at 6 o'clock on the first Tuesday of the month. In January, we are at National Filters. They gave us a fabulous tour of their facility and got information about the business.
That gives the local business, though, a chance to kind of puff out their chest and show you what they're doing and what they have to offer, because a place like the Filtered Place, the employees go in there and nobody else is, you know, I mean, it isn't a stop like a grocery store or a, you know, a drugstore or anything. This is a business that's like a factory, and unless you work in the factory, they're going to be like, what are you doing here?
Right. And that's the whole purpose, is so that we can have more people in the area that understand what the different businesses offer and what they're actually doing for the area.
And you might be surprised just how many people are in there doing their jobs.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't know much about National Filters, and well, I learned a lot that night. And then the February meeting was at Nye's Auto Service, which was great. I mean, they've been in service for 32 years already.
Mm-hmm. So everybody got a free tune-up?
And we should have asked for that, shouldn't we? Yeah, we.
Next,
you know, but
list.
Then so we do the tour of the facility, and then we have a meal. So far, both places have provided the main dish, and then everyone else brings a dish to pass. So you have lots of time to visit and catch up with each other, and then we have our business meeting
and learn what the business is about, and it helps.
And it's also a good part of making the chamber gel.
Exactly,
that it isn't just, you know, we're here for an hour, we take care of business, and we go. There's the socializing aspect, the getting to know each other and what they're doing in town. It just makes it more of a family rather than, you know.
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely.
Some place you go once a month.
Yeah, so we've had good turnouts the first 2 months. Next month is at Top of the Hill Collision, so we're hoping to have a good turnout there too.
Well, if they're at the top of the hill, maybe they'll have rolls.
Well, if there's snow, maybe we can sled.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Sled right to my house.
So,
down
yeah.
The hill.
So anyway, so far that's working out good for us. If anyone's interested in becoming a chamber member, then go to harborbeachchamber.com or call the chamber at 989-479-6477. I mean, we're always happy to have people join us. And
you people would think you'd be in a retail business, but you noted that the filter factory was part of the chamber.
Right.
So you just don't have to have a shop on Main Street to do this to be part of the chamber.
Most of our industrial businesses are chamber members.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't do a lot of activities that go into the industrial area, but it brings people to town. When it brings people to town, the industrial places have people see the quality of life here, and when they think of a job, the industrial places can help fill that part of their needs, too.
Okay. So, yeah.
What do you got coming up? Because I know you're constantly working on stuff. You know, I mean, you've got the Super Saturday coming up this Saturday, and it's nice that it's just pretty much a morning and afternoon event. You still have your evening to yourself and Sunday. So what else have you got coming up?
We have the German dinner coming up at the Zion Lutheran School, and that is always a huge event, and the food is delicious. And
well,
they do.
I don't think there are many Germans that go to Zion Lutheran.
They just call it Zion German dinner, and it is really good. In fact, we get some every year, and they do takeouts, or you can eat there. And if you want to do takeouts, you can just call them at 479-3615 and tell them how many dinners you would like, and they get it ready for you, and you can pick it up.
And that's on February 26th, which happens to be a Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Last
it's always
Sunday
on a
of the
Sunday,
month.
Yes.
So that's one place you can go and check out what the Germans are eating.
You get a lot, and you get to pick dessert, and it's a meal. It's a nice size meal.
And if you stay, there's fellowship with the other people there
and
family and friends and neighbors you may not have. Get a go. You know, today we really don't talk to our neighbors as much as they used to in my day. I remember my folks talking to the neighbors across the fence and stuff. Seems like we've gotten away from that. And these are the type of activities where you can meet your neighbors again and connect.
Do a little socializing.
Connect and,
yes.
Feel part of the community.
Yes.
That makes a community.
Exactly.
It does.
Yeah.
And then you'll be hunting Easter eggs, I understand.
Yeah, we have the Easter egg hunt on April 1st. That's a Saturday.
No April Fools in that? You're going to put some April Fool eggs out there?
That will be up to those that are planning it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe, you know, they'd have an egg you open up and it says, you've won a car! April Fool.
You could open up an egg and it says, you won something, but you'd have to You have to find that right egg.
You have to find the right one. Yeah. So, but you can start that day with having breakfast with the Easter Bunny at Ale's Restaurant.
Carrot cake?
I don't know, but you know what? I think I'm going to make a carrot cake for the dessert contest.
There you go.
I think so. So that'll be a good thing.
Because I figured the Easter Bunny would want carrots.
And maybe some kids will bring the Easter Bunny carrots.
Ooh, bribe them before you ask
there
them where
you
the
go.
Eggs are.
There you go. So yeah, and that's from 9 to 10:30, and then at 11 o'clock.
And that's at the school?
The breakfast set is at Ale's Restaurant.
Ale's Restaurant downtown.
Right.
Then it all moves to the middle school
where they have
the grounds where they can do it, or inside depending on the weather.
Right. I think this year they're just planning for right in the gym.
Okay.
Takes the guesswork out of it.
They used to have it down at the museum.
Murphy Museum.
But I think last year the weather was bad, so they moved it to the school. So they just did it in the school for this year.
It's kind of early. Never know what the weather's going to be like.
And they kept trying to take those, you know, Russian jewel-encrusted Easter eggs out of the museum and say, look what I found. And it just didn't work out.
Yeah, so then in May, then, we have the Can-to-Can Fishing Tournament, our game show, the Harbor Beach Game Show coming up. And then, of
course,
which
is a fundraiser usually for something in town.
Yes.
Clark Ramsey spearheads that and finds a good source for it. He worked on getting the portable stage. Mm-hmm. For the city, which allows you to put events anywhere you want to put them, basically, with a nice stage.
And we use
that
stage.
And it's a nice stage, yes. Very nice. So.
And then you've got the Maritime Festival, smack dab in the heat of things.
Yeah, that's Maritime Festival starts July 6th.
Lighthouse tours will be coming up. And
they'll start June 24th, mm-hmm. end of June. We have the truck show on June 17th. Then we have our Egg Venture Day on August 12th.
Which was something new last year.
Yeah, this will be the second year for that. So we're looking forward to that one again.
Mm-hmm.
Then we roll into our Salsa Tasting and Harvest Festival.
Car giveaway. Yeah, it's everything. Just right down the line. It just doesn't quit.
No.
There's never a dull moment in Harbor Beach.
There's not. We have almost every weekend there is something going on in Harbor Beach over
the
summer.
Now, do you have to divide the tasks up with people at the chamber for all of these things? Because I can't imagine that, you know, they say, hey, Kelly Joe. You get them all.
I don't. And the chamber doesn't do all of them either. A lot of them are done by other organizations, and it's volunteers.
Okay.
There's a lot of volunteers that put a lot of hours in to make it all happen.
And people don't often realize that the day after the event, you're already thinking about next year. You know, what went right here? What can we do better? Who do we book or get in?
People are calling the day after asking when next year's dates are.
Yeah.
You don't even have a calendar yet that you bought for some of this stuff, and here you go.
And we can't say thank you enough to the volunteers
out there.
Without all of those volunteers, you know, we'd be probably in a little trouble. But
I can come up with a lot of ideas, but then it's like, okay, now who's going to help me do this? Because you're right, I can't do it all.
So if you volunteer for any events in the Harbor Beach area, we thank you from the bottom of our heart because we appreciate everything you do.
I have to ask, are you doing the kart races again this year?
Yes, we are.
Because I know you like
American
to go down
League.
Trescott Street, and if you don't have brakes, you end up in the water.
Yeah, no, you'll end up in a pile of sand.
And I think they put straw bales
I thought that might be something for, you know,
yep.
Bloop.
The kart races are the Saturday after Maritime.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And there's a lot of nice carts that people put together, and the kids are excited, and even adults, they get right into
it
all.
And that registration form is on the Harbor Beach website,
the city
of Harbor Beach. If you look under events, under Derby Kart Race, you'll find all the information you need.
Yep.
Because it's not like, you know, you may have certain events, but they all seem to have a different flavor, no pun intended with this one, but I mean, they all seem to appeal to a different segment of people, but you can bring the whole family to it.
You have to keep a variety out there.
Yes.
So yeah, and we're always looking for new ideas and trying to add some fun things for people to do.
Yeah, and at the end of the kart races, they have a ball drop is where they, all the little balls just go down and you have different, you buy tickets for numbers, you know, and yeah, you could win something. You never know.
So,
if you didn't win going down in your cart.
That's right. There's another way, too, right?
There's always ways to win.
We like having contest.
And now's a good time if you plan on coming up this way to vacation to book reservations for different events throughout the year at the park and even in the fall because they have their Halloween stuff. So we have a lot of stuff going on. And like Kelly said, just go to the website and check it out and make your reservations early because once they fill up, it's hard to get in.
Right.
Yeah, Maritime is usually booking North Park and Wagner Park and in Stafford Park to the north. And they're usually booked up because there's a lot of people coming in for these things. Some of the other ones, you might get a little closer.
Yeah. Right. I know the Harborview Cottages are already booked for Maritime weekend. Yeah.
And even with the lighthouse tours, you know, go online, book your tour if you want. We do have walk-ups, but, you know, the ones that are already registered are going out first, and we try to get you on then. You know, if you walk up, we try to get you on, but we're only allowed so many on the boat each time going out and coming in.
But well, you can get some great pictures. It is a Gilligan's Island here, you know. You got to have the proper amount of people on the boat so it gets there and back safe.
But you always want to bring your camera because you just don't know what kind of gorgeous picture you can get for yourself. And we've had a lot of people that, you know, that even do the lighthouse tours that we take pictures through the porthole for them. We get whatever pictures they would like, and they are just so grateful, you know. And they can go back with some really nice stuff.
And have a little strap on your camera just in case you drop it. Because when it goes, boom, oh dear.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's going to go get it.
Well, again, you got the Super Saturday coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. This Saturday from 11 to 2 is soup tasting.
Start off at the Visitor's Center and get your button, your ballot, check out the pies and the other goodie desserts they have there because it's going to possibly mean something for you when you take home. If you find something that really piques your interest, you can set aside a piece or two for yourself. And you go around, taste the pie or taste the soups. You vote on them, and at the end of the day, you have winners to brag about.
That's right.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time with us today. I hope you get more than 200 again this year.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I think it's going to be over that.
If you got good weather and good driving weather for people to come up, it may just get you over the top.
Well, we hope so. We love having people in town and seeing them excited about being in Harbor Beach.
Do you find that you almost have to close the street, or there's so many people walking around, or is there?
Oh no, there's plenty of sidewalks.
Oh okay,
plenty of sidewalks. But it's just nice to see everyone, visit with people that you haven't seen for a while, and just meet new people.
I know when you have like the truck stuff and that, you gotta block traffic off because
They take people up the whole street.
So. Well, and people are walking around the street looking at things. You don't need anybody hit. But for this event, it'll be pretty much downtown as usual, except it's going to be crowded and there's going to be soup everywhere.
That's right.
That's the goal.
Well, thanks for being with us. Again, I hope you get a great turnout this weekend.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Craig.
Our guest today on the program, Kelly Jo Ossentoski, the City of Bad Axe and the Chamber.
Harbor Beach.
Of Harbor Beach. Did I say the wrong town? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
We'll forgive you.
Harbor Beach, the place with the break wall and the place with the lighthouse and the place with the soup this weekend. Harbor Beach. Did I say the wrong place? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. And Debbie Brando, also of Harbor Beach. And the Super Saturday is this weekend. Starts 11 a.m., runs till 2. Start off at the Visitor's Center for your button and ballot. And check out the desserts while you're there. Good time for all. Bring family, bring friends, and you may meet your neighbors there as well. Have more people to talk to. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here.